We are now going to train our poetic selves. So I'm going to ask some questions for your poetic self. I invite you to lie down on the floor, on your back. Lie down on the floor, on your back, in a comfortable position. Back to the floor, arms down, legs down. Relax and close your eyes. Make sure that you're in a space where you can linger for a while. So, I have a series of questions for your poetic self. But first, let's exercise presence. So imagine that your feet are being filled with sand. Imagine that sand is filling up your feet. Sense the heaviness of the sand. How your feet fall to the ground. The sand travels through your legs, the backside of your leg, front of your leg, heavy from the sand. The sand moves to your knees, your thighs, now heavy from the sand. The back of your legs, your hips are now filled with sand. Feel the heaviness of the sand, how it drags you towards the floor. The sand moves on to your stomach, the lower part of your back, heavy from the sand. Travels to your chest, and your shoulders, the upper part of your back, is now filled with sand. Sense the heaviness of the sand, travels into all your muscles, all your joints. The sand moves on to your arms, your elbows, your fingers. Every part of your body and your arms are now full of sand. Sense what that does to you. Heavy. The sand moves on to your throat, your neck is being filled with sand. It travels to the back of your head, the top of your head, and your face. Every muscle of your face, your jaw, your cheekbones, nose, eyeballs, filled with sand, heavy. Your entire body is almost filled with sand. It travels to the top of your head. Now, sense the heaviness of the sand in your entire body. As you lie on the floor, flat on your back, I will now ask you some questions for your poetic self. Let the images, reflection, thoughts that comes to you appear. Embody them. Let your flesh remember. So time. Time. What relationship does your poetic self have to time? What relationship does your poetic self have to time? What is time to your poetic self? What relationship does your poetic self have to time? What is time to your poetic self? Age. Does your poetic self have an age, or are you ageless? Does your poetic self have an age, or are you ageless? What is age to your poetic self? Space. What relationship does your poetic self have to space? What is space to your poetic self? How do you move through space? What is your body in space? What is space to your poetic self? Do you transform space? Do you become one with space? What is space to your poetic self? Is it important? If so, why? If not, why not? What relationship does your poetic self have to space? Special skills. What is your poetic self particularly good at? Could be languages, special knowledge, practical stuff. What is your poetic self particularly good at? Function. What function do you have in life? Are you satisfied with this? If not, why not? If so, why? Function. Function. What are you at Sisters Academy? What are you at Sisters Academy? Are you satisfied with this? If yes, why? If not, why not? Special relationships. Do you have a favorite relationship to anyone? Do you have a favorite relationship to anyone? Why is this your favorite relationship? Why is this your favorite relationship? Who do you trust in the most? Why do you trust in this person? Are you attracted to anyone? Why? If not, why not? Temper. What is the typical mood of your poetic self? What is the typical mood of your poetic self? Are you open or shy? Do you establish contact with others easily? Do you establish contact with the other teachers or staff members at the school? Do you establish contact with the students? Do you become angry or sad sometimes? When? What is the typical mood of your poetic self? What is your mode of being? Mistakes? Does some mistake from your life haunt you? Does some mistake from your life haunt you? Why? If not, why not? To those of you who just tuned in, we are exercising our poetic selves. If you want to join, find a spot on the floor, lie down, flat on your back, close your eyes. Allow the images, reflections that occurs when I ask questions for your poetic selves to appear. Embody them, let them dwell in your flesh. Golden moment. When was the happiest moment in your life? What did it taste like? What did it smell like? What did it look like? What did it sound like? What did it feel like? The happiest moment in your life. Recall the sensory experience of the happiest moment in your life. Why was this the happiest moment in your life? Secrets. Do you have any secrets? Does anyone know about it? Do you have any secrets? Does anyone know about it? Why does this person know about it? If not, why not? Challenges. Do you have any challenges? Could be illness, fears, vices. What do you do to cope with these? What would make you totally freak out? What would make you shut off? Strengths. What are you really good at? What are you really good at? What are you proud of? Why does this make you proud? Activities. Activities. How does what you do create value in life? How does what you do create value? What is your favorite duty? And what is your favorite way of enjoying yourself? Passion. What is the single state of being that will bring you to final and complete happiness? Could be wisdom, approval, respect, empathy, control, love, gratefulness. What is the single state of being that will bring you to complete happiness? Passion. What is your passion? Sensuous educational system. How do you feel about the notion of producing a more sensuous educational system? You might be challenged by the notion. You might challenge it. If so, how? If not, why not? How do you feel about the notion of producing a more sensuous educational system? How do you contribute to these notions? Inside Sisters Academy, outside Sisters Academy. How do you feel about the notion of producing a more sensuous educational system? Future. What dreams do you have for the future? What dreams do you have for the future? What do you do to realize them? Now, imagine a name for your poetic self. If you do have a poetic self, linger over your name. Reflect on your name. Your poetic self, what could it be? Who are you? The poetic self is not a character, and it's not our everyday life selves. It's our inner inherent potential. Our inner inherent poetic potential that we release. What is your poetic self? Your inherent poetic potential. Would you give it a name? We have many poetic selves here at the Academy. We have the sister, the link, the cousin, the shapeshifter, the gardener, the conjurer, the chain hands pianist, the nurse, the untamed, the ear, teetotum, the connector, the mechanic, the contiguous, the whole, the Ireland, a mode, brønden, the flow, the mortal, the hands, the eye, the shapeshifter, the thereminist, the wanderer, so now think about a name for your poetic self. What is your name? The poetic self is not a character, and it's not our everyday life self. It's our inner inherent poetic potential. Who are you? What is your poetic self? If you already have a name, if you already have baptized your poetic self by donating a name to it, reflect on your name. Who are you? If this is new to you, I now invite you to find some paper and a pen. Now take a couple of minutes to find a paper and a pen. If you already have a poetic self, you might want to do the same. To deepen the reflections of your inner inherent poetic potential. Now, when you have your piece of paper and your pen, write down or extend your poetic biography. What is the poetic biography of your poetic self? Write it down. Congratulations on your reflections on your poetic self and your poetic biography. This is a work that may be continued. The poetic self is yours. It's your inner inherent poetic potential. I hope you will use this training of your poetic self to liberate it also in your everyday life. Thank you.